We've had enough. America said they're broke. The bottom line, America has money. Trillions of dollars for war. They're in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Iraq, Libya. You want to declare war on something? Declare war on poverty, unemployment, racism, greedy capitalism.
New York City Councilman Charles Barron blamed the U.S. imperialist foreign policy for the federal budget crisis and the social and economic downward spiral, which is devastating minority communities and the poor. Pan-Africanist John Watusi Branch called for the African diaspora to rise in defense of the motherland.
In Zimbabwe, in the Ivory Coast, they talk about bringing democracy, but it's only regime change that they're concerned about so that they can control the African continent, the richest continent in the world, where we still get the important minerals today, like the coltan that makes the chip for the computer and the cell phone. This is a struggle for black power. We cannot allow this continuous attack on Africa.
After crowd-pleasing cultural performances such as a new version of Who Blew Up America by former New Jersey poet laureate Amiri Baraka, Nation of Islam Minister Louis Farrakhan started a long-awaited keynote speech by asking, what makes the United States government hate Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi that they would organize in the past 30 years two massive bombing campaigns to assassinate him, the latter claiming to save his people from his cruelty? Yet, right before the missile attack in February this year, he said,
the UN was getting ready to give Gaddafi a humanitarian award. A UN report said that the Gaddafi regime protected, quote, not only political rights, but also economic, social, and cultural rights, and they praised it for the nation's treatment of religious minorities and the human rights training received by security forces.
So why the about face? After all, Libya is reputed to have the highest standard of living in Africa, with Libyans enjoying free housing, healthcare, education, and full employment. But it seems like Gaddafi's sin may have been to lead a path of independence for the African continent.
He set $70 billion in an African development bank in the city of Sirte so that Africa would never have to go to the international MFs. IMF. So he had $70 billion set aside for African development at no interest.
And Gaddafi was a proponent of self-sufficiency, with projects like a $33 billion water distribution system for agriculture and reducing food imports, and
he put a satellite up that's an African satellite. Europe lost $500 million last year when our satellite went up.
After failing to oppose NATO military intervention in Libya, the Organization of African Unity is taking its distance from its dubious goals and has refused to help bring Gaddafi to the International Criminal Court. And so, Minister Farrakhan had this proposal for the so-called rebels.
If you believe that you are right and Gaddafi is wrong, put down the guns and campaign. And if the Libyan people vote for you, Gaddafi will bow down to the will of the Libyan people.
For the WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.